You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Say, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Show
now. Am I the prettiest?
Show now.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Show now.
Well, who am I?
Show now.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, Geeksters, I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters. Hey, we are at the birthplace of it all.
Yeah. The beginning, the genesis of Geek Watch 1. Well, at least location-wise.
Exactly. Well, we told Drew this earlier, and you guys didn't hear. This here, this hotel, a room a couple of places over, was actually the birthplace of Geek Watch 1. A year and a half ago at Con on the Cob, all the listeners know this, but a year and a half ago at Con on the Cob, Kylan and I did a couple of panels, and we just had so much fun that we're like, you know, we got to do this more often. Well, in order to do that, we created Geek Watch 1. A couple of months later, we were doing it.
Yep. And here we are at... we're back here again, but at a different convention. This is the Groundhog Day...
Gaming Retreat? Why are you looking at me? The man who created the whole thing is right beside you.
That's right.
Hi.
So,
that's a voice introductions.
We're here with Drew, the founder and proprietor and all-around good guy.
Grand Poobah is my official title.
The Grand Poobah of the Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat. And we also have two of the hosts of Dice Squad, the Dice Squad podcast. We have Marshall Dice and General Dice.
Hey here guys, what's going on?
And Marshall Dice was with us at Con on the Cob.
Yes.
So,
well, they're also network brothers of us.
That's
true. Also on the Tangent Bound Network with us.
We are.
And yes. They've been podcasting this whole weekend.
Yes, that's where I sold my soul. I sold my soul to Tangent Bond Network. I didn't get the name, but
Mark didn't ask us for our souls.
You had a soul to sell.
No, he didn't ask us for our souls. Well, you know.
I felt it, and it's gone.
Was that when you were battling Cthulhu?
No. Cthulhu was like, I wouldn't be so low as to take your soul. You'd have to go to Tangent Bond Network for that.
Oh.
They stole my soul.
Ouch.
I still find it hard to believe you ever had a soul to sell in the first place.
And this is the reason why I play monks. So, yeah. and a ranger every now and then, but you know.
So, as we're getting into this right away, just like normal, Kylan, what have you been up to this week? Anything special?
Well, just come back. We just finished celebrating our one-year anniversary.
That was a phenomenal party. Everybody who made it to the show, thank you. That was awesome. Remember, in 1 month, I need the date. The last Monday of February, we will be back at the Malted Meeple again. I will have an event up on Facebook here within the next week.
So that's gonna be the.
Don't forget to carry the.
I was gonna come to that party, and Marshall Dice told me it was tomorrow. So yeah,
I'll be there. The 29th.
February
29th.
That's right. We got leap year
party. Leap year party. We have a leap year party this year. That's gonna be the theme.
February 1st. Oh, Malted Meeple.
Look out, y'all. Leap year party.
Also, we are guys.
February 29th. Malted
at the Malted Meeple in Hudson, Ohio.
Malted Meeple.
We're also joined today by our extended family with Cameron, Vernon, and Bart. You guys all know them. You guys all love them. Yep. Welcome, guys.
You guys are a lot less impressive in person, let me tell you.
Wow.
Wow. You're just
on here.
You're firing.
I'm not fired.
Wow. Truly, no soul here. None. No, whatsoever.
Cthulhu was like, you're too evil for me.
That's scary.
Well, let's get a little bit of Geekwatch 1 news done and out of the way. We already mentioned February 29th, Leap Year Party at the Malton Meeple.
Right.
In 2 weeks, on February 13th to 14th, remember, Geeksters, we will be live at Odd Mall in Canton, Ohio. Expedition Elsewhere. If you go to oddmall.com/info, you get all the information from it for Expedition Elsewhere. For what's it? The regular Odd Mall is just Odd Mall. I forget what he calls it.
If you go to one,
but I know the new one is going to be Odd Mall Chris Kahano Kwanzaa or something like
that. Yeah.
Is the new one in December.
In December.
So.
Now here's some good news, guys, because I was looking at the map yesterday of where our booth is, our table is going to be located. And diagonally, I mean diagonally, I like maybe two steps from our table, is a funnel cake.
Oh,
funnel cake.
But we are also in the same room as the main stage for talent and stuff.
Yeah, so y'all.
Wait, that doesn't matter. Funnel cake is what matters.
Funnel also.
Way to bury the lead.
When I found this out, I just funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
Yeah. Funnel cake. And when I mean funnel cake, I mean it's funnel cake.
Yeah. What? Give me a prize.
Yeah, they take
$5 billion.
They take
I knew Andy liked us. I knew Andy liked us. I knew he did. But funnel cake.
Huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Well, also,
and it's Valentine's Day and funnel cake.
Also, right beside us on Valentine's Day, guys, if you forgot that gift for your sweetheart or your wife, guess what? Right beside the Geekwatch 1 booth, you have Fire Rose Studios and Vicky's Jewelry. She's going to be right there with us.
And funnel cake.
Oh, I was thinking, like, you guys would be like, and there's also a drink stand right next to her, so you get your funnel cake, your drink, and you come sit and you watch our podcast.
See, there you go.
Hey, I do bartend.
Yeah, Vicky is our bartender.
All right.
So,
wow. You've got my attention.
Okay. At Not on the Cob, last year we had the most epic party.
We
had our DJ going. We had Vicky running the bar. Her drinks. You guys.
DJ Jack Burton. It's
and he takes requests.
Yes, he does. He takes requests.
Well, anybody who needs a DJ, go to our website on one of the links. One of the links on our site actually has a link to DJ Jack Burton, and you can get a hold of him there. He will hook you up whatever you need.
Go to his DM, send him a message, and he'll get back.
Exactly,
he will hit you up. Yes, he will.
But I got one question for
you.
Okay,
does he have funnel cakes?
He probably could. I will put it in the
offer be accepted.
No, he's got the Doctor's leather jacket now.
Yeah. He also cosplays as the Ninth Doctor, so you never know what he's going to pull out of the...
Oh, wait, that was that guy?
Yeah. That guy.
That's your DJ. He definitely has funnel cakes.
And a potato gun.
See, exactly. So, boom, pow, funnel cake.
Okay.
Jack Burton.
One last bit of our news, though.
You're going to cry
next
if they
week,
show up.
Oh, tune into the show next week. Anybody who's loves Bigfoot or cryptids or anything like that, Seth Breedlove from the Sass What podcast and Small Town Monsters movies will be on the show with us talking about his upcoming projects. He's got a Kickstarter coming this month for the Boggy Creek Monster movie he's making.
Mm-hmm.
It started today.
So also he's got the Beast of Whitehall movie premiering in April. So we're going to be talking all things Bigfoot, all things his movies and podcasts and such. So that's next week, and I think that's all the news we have for us for now, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because later this month, we're not sure I don't have an exact time because I haven't nailed it down, but Michael Whitwer, remember, author Michael Whitwer will be on the show with us also.
Wow.
So, but
this has just been like reading a newspaper for geeks.
Exactly.
But without reading.
But with funnel cakes.
Oh, and also the same weekend.
Like diabetic overtones.
And you guys, don't forget that, you know, during that very special time, you know, Valentine's Day in Odd Mall is also the same weekend as Deadpool. So, there you go. It's a trifecta.
Yeah.
It's a trifecta.
Deadpool, Odd Mall, and what's this Valentine's Day you speak of?
Yeah. Deadpool. It's like Valentine's Day, but with katanas. So it's better.
And chimichangas.
And chimichangas.
Oh, we got the chimichangas.
Hey, before we get into with our guests here, but yeah, we won that yesterday.
Oh, awesome. It is theirs.
Okay.
It is theirs. Right.
But Vicky and I actually had something special happen this week.
Oh.
If you go to YouTube, look up Peanut Gallery Confidential. Uh-huh. It's actually a movie that the two of us were in last fall.
I've already seen it. It was awesome. I laughed my ass off.
Awesome.
It was great stuff.
So, did you like my serial killer in that?
It was the best. I was thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it.
We work with Rack Films, who put that out, who actually is a local Akron film company that his comedy is more the style of your old for anybody in the Cleveland Akron area, you know Big Chuck Little John, Goulardi, that style of humor mixed with like Benny Hill almost, where you got lots of cleavage, but nothing ever falls out.
Lots of cleavage.
If that makes any sense.
There was lots of cleavage.
Yes.
Lots.
See,
so
you can make double stick tape for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
So go to YouTube, look up Peanut Gallery Confidential.
They keep pulling for gravity to work.
Tape.
But look up Peanut Gallery Confidential. Vicky and I are both in that. But let's get to the reason we're actually here. My friend Drew, what is the Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat?
I have one question, though.
What's
that? Where is it so we can molest it?
She's looking for the groundhog.
You know,
I
hate to say it, the groundhog already got packed up.
Oh.
Sad monkeys all around.
We just sit here and like play with.
Oh, them. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you playing with my monkey? I mean, my groundhog.
No, people were asking, what the hell is that thing?
That's massive.
I don't know.
Anyways, to answer your question, Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat is the best 3 days of gaming you'll ever have.
Okay.
It's at the Clarion Inn in Hudson. It's the last weekend in January every year, and I'm releasing this year's dates right here live on Geek Watch One.
Okay.
January 27th through 29th 2017. Hit us up on our website ghdgaming.com. Find out all the good stuff about registration and whatnot for next year coming
very soon. Sure that Miss Dawn has all the links up on our site for that. But where did this come from? What's the origin of Groundhog Day?
The origin?
I mean, we know what Groundhog Day is, but
I would hope so. You know, shadows and whatnot, You know what? I helped out a good friend of mine, Super Dave, for many years with AnCon, and I felt like wanting to do something a little bit on the smaller side and my own. And it happened to be on Groundhog Day the first year, so I stuck with the name. I found a great artist in John Hazen to decorate up my groundhog every year. He did a great role-playing theme for me this year.
Okay.
Last year I did a Back to the Future meets Star Wars theme groundhog. He comes up with great stuff for me every year, and I just roll with it.
You should put that up on the site every year, on your website, like a history of these are the groundhogs for every year.
This year is
kind of a demon samurai, I guess.
Or
barbarian.
I thought it was a reference to Game of Thrones. I have.
Oh.
It looks awesome any way you do it.
I thought it was something John pulled out of his...
Hey, if you can ever imagine a groundhog in a full suit of armor with glowing red eyes,
that's
what this is.
And he's surrounded by a tower of dice there.
He does have a huge
axe. It's a huge Conan
axe.
Reference.
Yes.
Conan the Groundhog.
Bill Murray would have his match with him.
Yes, he would.
Possibly. So you started this as a small silent con and keep going.
It started off. The first one was about 30 people up in the Brandywine Suite here. If you've been here for AnCon or Con and the Cob, it's we're in our fourth year now. Every year we grow exponentially. We had well over 125 people here this weekend.
Okay.
I think honestly it was closer to 150.
Nice.
I was counted three times.
Actually, I counted you five.
Okay, good.
Hey, the more times you get counted, the more people think that people are coming to this. You get more.
Exactly.
It was really crowded in here, especially when we were doing the raffle. And
right. Oh, yeah. We did a huge plane take raffle that I believe you guys
won
something in the plane take raffle.
Here, Vicky, tell them about the game we won. What is it?
Kept stealing your money.
Yeah, well, tell them what the game is so the geeks can know.
You tell them. You You always do.
We got Dungeon of Fortune. It's actually a dungeon
you
siege.
You ask the question, I'm gonna answer. So go for it.
It's a dungeon siege card game, guys, where you play a character and then you play through the deck of cards. Actually, is the dungeon as you're trying to crawl through it. At the end of each, what they call a delve, which is your round, you either can level up or save the money you got. So it was a fun game to play. I'm looking forward to playing it with the kids and stuff around the table and have a good time with it. But that was awesome. Explain what the Play to Win is.
Play to Win, I had just under 20 games in the Play to Win raffle. You play the game throughout the weekend, and you get a raffle ticket for every time you play the game. It goes in a bag. I pull out a raffle ticket at the end of the convention, and that person walks home with the game that was played by millions of people throughout the weekend.
Awesome. So, does it cost any extra for
No, that's all included in the badge price right there.
Awesome. Well, you had other raffles and other things going on. What was some of the events and everything that you had going with this show?
Well, event-wise, we had the people at Rogue Cthulhu. For the first year. Yeah, don't laugh. My brain is dead. I have to look at my poster.
No,
and see
that was smooth. That was smooth. I was like, all right. You guys are going to like just kind of casually just say yes. No, it's all right.
No, you guys are going to see that Vernon took some pictures while we're podcasting here. You guys will see the actual setup. Drew did an awesome job setting up a media corner for everybody to do podcasting.
We did a full-on media corner for Diet Squad and for you guys. Plus, we took tons of pictures of people who won games over here. It worked out great. Get lots of advertisement for our sponsors like Stronghold Games, like Rogue Cthulhu, like CJS Games, like Undercity Games, Dice Squad, Geek Watch 1, you name it, we got it all here.
Okay.
Great thing. Right now, actually, speaking of things, right now we have the game swap going on. We have a small marketplace where people could rent tables off me for $10, kind of like a flea market, if you will, for gamers. It's rolling really good right now. Like I said, Rogue Cthulhu was here for the first time. We opened
so much money on buying
and Rogue Cthulhu.
They tried to ply me with liquor over in that room.
That's a Rogue Cthulhu thing.
But no, they have so many games here. Interesting stuff, and good bargains. So, and I think I ended up buying 5-6 games.
I know you bought a copy of Heebie Jeebies.
Heebie Jeebies.
We're gonna have to pick up some as soon as we
because I didn't win it. I wanted to play to win.
Yes, and Heebie Jeebies was in our play and take as well. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, love Heebie Jeebies here at the GHD Gaming Retreat.
And we have reviewed it on our show.
We did.
Really? You have done that?
We did that about a year ago.
Really?
Exactly. We did.
I bet you had a great person on there helping you.
We did.
Who did you have on helping?
That was the only game you know.
Oh, shoot, I forgot all about it.
Not only that, the same night, actually, funny story about it. Same night I did that, I posted that episode on our channel.
Yes.
I told Zippowa, who are the creators of
EBGs. So that'd be who? Dave Cook.
Yeah. And I actually got an interview with him via Google Hangout for our show.
I saw that.
And
people still use Google Hangout?
Yeah, what's this Google Hangout?
This was a year ago, man.
Year ago.
Yeah, my podcast.
I'm still not up to Google Hangout. I use the TV and yelling out the window. That kind
of
stuff.
I use
a couple of tin cans with a string.
I still use IRC chat personally.
Oh, I know you didn't. Oh my god! It's like 1998 all over again.
Oh no, 96.
Hey, 96.
I still use AOL Instant Messenger.
I thought IRC chat was bad, but Instant Messenger.
I still have a Yahoo profile somewhere, and I'm like, talk about it.
You know. Well, all right. For Google Hangout, we use Google Hangout for those interviews that were like people that live like across like the country. I can't just hop in a car and go, hey, we're going to drive.
Yeah. Right.
You didn't want to drive 8 hours to see Dave?
Yeah. Or Andy Hopp, who lives in Akron.
Yeah, it's horrible. That's,
or
that's
like we had, we had interviewed someone across the seas over in England. We interview people for...
You can write that off your taxes. Good, go over there, man.
At some point, all of us would love to be able to do that.
Very tired.
It'll be an international incident at some point if I went over, so you know.
It's a write-off.
I know me.
It's a write-off. It's good. It's a write-off.
So that's some of the Groundhog Day, but also we are joined by Marshall Dice and General Dice from the Dice Squad.
Hey!
Now guys, what is the Dice Squad?
Well, Dice Squad...
You take this one, Marshall.
All right, you got it, General. No. All right, well, Dice Squad. So, long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away...
Hey, I've heard this story.
Yeah.
The first three parts of it are bad.
Well,
oh,
there's no room for prequel hate on this show.
Wow. No, he's. I'm with you guys.
All things Star Wars.
Wow. Yeah,
all things Star Wars.
Even the one that rhymes with har har.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he likes har har.
Oh, man.
Arhar?
Arhar.
He's the best character.
Jonathan was phenomenal. Hey, anybody who's an Empire lover out there, if it wasn't for Jar Jar Binks, there'd be no Empire.
Well, that whole...
Well, you guys started at a convention. We kind of started at a convention,
okay,
too.
Well...
We were like going to Origins first time.
What?
And in the car, we started talking about what we could do.
Well, it was
even before that we were talking about stuff. Though.
Well, yeah.
Would you stop interrupting him? He's trying to say something.
He never gets it out, you go ahead and talk.
All right.
But anyways, let me talk more about Groundhog Day.
So this guy here, General Dice, big board game card game fan. He actually got me into playing board games and card games, and he told me all about this cool convention called Origins Game Fair, and I said, cool. And so in 2012, we went down. It was fun. It was a blast. You bought a $40 hoodie.
Yeah, your hoodie that you were wearing yesterday, Drew.
I didn't spend $40 on that, by the way.
I won $330. It was a good convention.
Wait, how'd you win? How'd you win?
Had to have a hoodie.
How you win? So how'd you make money at a convention?
Funny you should mention. Well, I had played a trading card game tournament and I won.
Uh-huh.
It was a raffle.
World of Warcraft.
Right.
World of Warcraft TCG.
So
I
it was
won.
Also 1998.
Well,
no.
I won the Spectral Tiger, which is the famous loot card of that set.
Uh-huh.
And I sold it there in the dealer's hall for $330 cash. So it was pretty cool.
Yep.
Well played, sir.
Well, and actually, funny, the year after that, I actually then won a custom-themed Iron Man skin Xbox 360 also afterwards.
Yeah, he made a lot.
Now you're talking Kylan's language and Cameron's language here.
I've got the Halo one, so...
I have the R2-D2 one.
I don't have one at all.
These are video games you're signing?
Yes.
Got it.
But anyway, back to our podcast. So, coming home from that show in 2012, because I had saw at the dealer's hall there were all these Kickstarters and people just taking the time and money to make their passions into reality.
Right.
And I knew that this guy over here, General Dice, had a vast skew of knowledge of geek culture and board games and card
really?
Games and stuff like
he does?
50 years.
Wow. Yeah.
At least that's what his character sheet says.
He's only 50?
Yeah, I think so. 49.
40? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't age well.
Oh! Gaming is taking its toll on me.
Well, you know, I feel like I'm finally living my dream and sitting in on a Dean Martin celebrity roast. but without Dean Martin.
Where's my vodka martini already?
Don Rickles is going to come through the door right now. I'm waiting to be called a hockey.
Take my wife, please.
So it was during that show that driving home, as General had said, I had said to him, I said, let's do something. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, you know, let's, when we go back next year to Origins, I want something to bring to say, you know, hey, you have a cool Kickstarter? Well, we have something too. And he's like, well, what? And I'm like,
a burrito.
He had,
Well, and I had been listening prior to going to the show. I had been listening to, I don't know if you guys watch any of the Kevin Smith podcasts.
A little bit.
And one of the big things he talks about is that, you know, do podcasting because there's no censors, there's no limitations. If you want to do a podcast, you do it because all you need is some mics, a computer, and you can just go to 10. I'm like, let's do that. Let's do a podcast.
Right.
It's like, all right, well, what are we going to call ourselves? And so the premise of Dice Squad was that in the year 2012, this is prior to, I think, had the Avengers come out, or?
The Avengers is a super group from Marvel. And they made a movie about them.
Wow.
And when then it was so successful, they made a sequel.
Wow. With the rise of like board games coming back into the mainstream, card games, movies, we now have Deadpool coming out. We have a Batman versus Superman movie coming out in just a few months.
Deadpool is known as the Merc with the Mouth.
Well, you are right. He is very knowledgeable.
This guy's killing me.
Horrible.
Am I watching
Pop-Up Video? Pop-Up Video, man. It is 1996.
Oh, my God.
We're on IRC chat with Pop-Up Video on MTV. It's
oh my
beautiful.
Gosh!
Oh, so with the rise of 2012 of geek and pop culture,
right?
The government saw to this as a threat to national security.
Okay.
So in order to combat this, they need to be well informed of all geek culture and board games and card games and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Hence the creation of the Dice Squad. An elite squad built to cover all board games, card games, role-playing games, you name it, we're going to cover it.
Wow.
Nice.
This is news to me.
I like this.
He's like, you can be General Dice and I can be Marshall Dice, and I'm like, cool.
Well, you're Dice. I said because you got me into this, you be the General.
Mm-hmm.
General Dice, and I'll be Marshall Dice.
Right.
And the cool thing about it was that if people wanted to be on our show, they can get their own Dice name. Like I have...
Right. Dicezilla here.
Dicezilla.
Drew is Dicezilla. Wow.
And they each have their own rank and classification on the squad.
I didn't know what it was.
Wait, hold on.
Up
I got a question. This is our second time.
Yeah.
Well, this is our second time. Yeah. Where's my name?
Well, you're going to be on our show.
We were. You interviewed us.
You got to do a review show with us. Like, he's done a few.
So we can do that.
Yeah, he's done heebie jeebies.
And,
really?
I did wonky. I was all wonkied out yesterday. Matter of fact, I'm still wonkied out.
Are you guys coming to Oddball in 2 weeks?
Uh-oh.
I have someone for you to interview to do a game review on your show.
Well,
you can have Andy Stitch the Goblin teach you how to play Hogswallow.
Well, we've already interviewed him.
He was on the roast show too.
Well, no. I interviewed Gander Stitch the Goblin.
Okay.
And we actually helped him promote his Kickstarter for Hogswallow. So yeah,
he told me about it, and I said he was a goblin. Why don't you kill him? In 1978, I learned that from D&D, all goblins should be killed.
I'm getting kind of scared here. All I'm hearing is Hog Swoggle and Gander Snitch, and I don't know
kill
what to
the
do.
Goblins.
I'm about to hide under the table.
So here we are now, 2 years later with the Dice Squad. We have quite the skew of Dice Squad names. Andy Hopp, who does Count on the Cob.
Yeah.
He is Latrine Scrubber Third Class Dice.
Yep.
And that's about that, right. If anybody has seen his Facebook page and some of the pictures that he puts up from the morning, then he's usually taking care of Latrine at that time.
Yeah, that's the Daily Dose.
Yeah.
He requested that name.
He did. I said, you sure don't want another? He said, I want Latrine Scrubber Third Class Dice. I said, you got it.
And we're in our third year now.
Or second year.
Third year. And
so you're in your fifth year.
Two and a half.
So you're in your fifth year.
I'm counting like a 2-year-old. I'm three. No. You're not three yet. Oh.
And two. Super Dave, he's also a member of our team here. He's Super Dice.
Okay.
We also have our Pokemon expert, Polka Dice.
Polka Dice?
Yeah. But we should also mention we're coming up on 50 episodes.
We are almost on 50 episodes.
Well, nice.
Yeah, nice.
We got a few more in the can, but we're coming up on that magic number.
Yeah.
You might so we're two and in, people, few of you them guys are actually good. A video podcast.
We are.
Right.
Originally, we were going to do an audio podcast like you guys.
Right.
Because I wanted to do it naked.
A video podcast, you can still do pantsless.
Pantsless.
You're usually behind the table anyway.
Unfortunately, no. I was not allowed to do that either.
Wow.
I was like, Kevin Smith says no censors. And, fifth graders might watch our show, and so...
Yeah,
okay. The pants stay on.
Thank you for keeping your pants.
Unless you wear a kilt.
We all appreciate this.
Yeah,
coming up right now.
I podcast pantsless as much as possible. I'm pantsless right now.
A kilt.
That's why you
pantsless.
Buy a kilt.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody's gonna look under the table to check.
No.
Yeah, all of a sudden, all we're, eyes
yeah, we're all hoping that you're wearing underwear.
Yeah, if you say you're wearing a kilt, we'll believe you. If it's
well, thanks to our... I have a shout-out to our director, Dice, who is our technical guy. He does all of our videoing. I'll make sure that our audio stays on when we're filming, mm-hmm. stuff like that. My father.
That's his job. He doesn't always do it, but yeah.
Well,
he had to deal with me this weekend.
One time.
No, I turned my mic off. This.
Yeah.
We were interviewing Super Dave, and I don't know how it happened. I turned my mic off. But we'll put up word balloons. We're cool. A video podcast, you can just put a word balloon.
I had actually a pretty good conversation with Director Dice yesterday talking about some of the tech we use compared to what you guys were using. Too, so
yeah,
he's a cool guy.
Yeah, but here we want to use directional mics because yesterday, especially and the day before that, 100 people in the room.
It was
there was some ambient noise, so we wanted to do directional. You know, we like to have a little of that shows that there's some excitement at the con, but yeah, and for some reason, I don't know when I did it, but there's little. I must have been just playing with the equipment. And at the end of the thing, I was like, why is my mic off?
Well, this year in particular, we have a new sound. We bought a new mixer so that they can pick up on the audio so that we know if it's off, our director can say, all right, let's cut to figure out what's going on. Then we can keep filming.
Actually, he just gave us a... And we were like,
"Yeah, he did that to me last year. I didn't think it was the mic, though."
Oh, really?
No, he was trying to get you to turn the mic off.
Oh, I
he did give you a signal. Hey, turn your mic.
Oh, yeah, last year it happened to me too. I flipped the dang mic off last year.
And also with directional mics, it matters how close you keep it to your mouth. And there was somebody we interviewed that mic went from here down to here. And so
guys, anybody listening to the audio version of this, he had the mic hand up by his mouth and slid out just like a trombone all the way out.
No, not out. Down. What we were interviewing was another part of the anatomy.
Oh.
General keeps making these obscene gestures.
They are not obscene. Your mind is in the
I'm
gutter.
I'm scared.
So. I meant his
I'm
knee.
I'm scared.
Well, that was the funny part is that during some of our interviews.
Elvis.
We tell people, we'd be like, okay, we have some old school tech, so you got to make sure you're talking here. And they would talk. And they keep talking, and all of a sudden go lower and lower, and I would have to keep raising the volume until eventually it got like they're like just like
winging
sword fighting with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, but it's been a crazy 2.5 year ride. We've actually one of the newer things with our show is we do bumpers in the beginning to get people excited and stuff like that. We've had some cool. Actually, we've had some professional people give us some bumpers. Sam Witwer from Supernatural Star Wars, The Force Unleashed, and Star Wars Rebels. He did a bumper for us at Origins last year. We've had the Son of Ghoul do a cool Halloween one. It was really cool.
Oh, nice.
It's sad that I know who Son of Ghoul is, but not Sam Wentworth.
We'll actually have Sam Wentworth's brother, Michael, on the show here. That's who I was talking about.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He's the guy that's coming the end of this month. He wrote the book Empire of Imagination, Gary Gygax and the Birth of Dungeons and Dragons. It's the first ever Gary Gygax bio.
So, folks, if you are related to anyone famous, please contact GeekWatch.
That's right. Michael Whitworth's the author, so...
My cousin, third removed, was an extra on the show Family Ties.
Family Ties?
for one episode.
General Dice, do you know that show?
Hey, I know that was in the Funhouse Massacre that's going to be coming out in the next 2 months.
The Facts Alive. The Facts Alive. No, I don't know.
Family Ties,
not The Facts Alive. Get it right.
Family Ties was based in Ohio.
Is that the one with Will Cincinnati?
Yeah.
No, that's the one with Michael J. Fox.
Oh, that's... Okay, I thought it was... What you talking about?
No, that was
in New York. The
Family Ties is the one where... We are still doing an 80s TV show at some point.
Family Ties is the one where the guy's wearing the vest and he gets in the DeLorean and...
Oh, yeah, Balky!
Oh, my gosh!
Great Scott!
Balky.
And that little hairy Muppet thing that goes around eating cats and stuff like that.
Rocky Horror.
Hey, wait. Have you guys seen Buckaroo Banzai?
Yes.
Buckaroo
Banzai across the East Dimension.
The shuttle on the very end of it that Buckaroo Banzai and John Parker fly. Tell me that doesn't look like Alf's nose.
You know, I didn't think about that. That does make a lot of sense.
Got a lot of bumps there, yeah. Yeah, it does.
Boom. Kylan hadn't thought about that until I brought it up the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah, now I got, I'm like, yeah, you're right.
My, it looks just like Al Snow's.
My, my career in theater is really influenced by Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai, particularly the last music video over the credits that they do.
Oh, yeah. That's actually the closing credits for our show, song.
I love it.
My career in theater was very influenced by the movie Deep Throat.
What? And you're complaining about my innuendo?
Yes!
Children, kids out there, many geeksters, don't ask your parents about that one.
No, he's oh, yeah, because we're talking about
there's no way to clean that one.
You're not cleaning that one.
Wait, wait, what was that part?
It's a movie about Nixon.
Yeah, it's a movie about Nixon. There you go. Yeah.
All right, folks. Mine, we're back after we edited that obscene part out.
That's totally fine.
I say we keep that. Please keep that in. Please.
Wait. Since when have I edited?
You're right.
Good point.
Now, Drew, you
are the Buddy Hackett of this
There's
podcast.
Your bumper.
my theater career was greatly influenced by the introduction of Super Pursuit Mode in Knight Rider. So there.
You're not beating Deep Throat.
No, I can't. There's no way. No, that was good. I'm like, let's do it here. Right. Yeah, right there. All right. Oh my
god. We're 25 minutes in. Let's continue with the introduction. Let's get these two bloggers in thrown here.
See, oh, there you go. See, I keep waiting for either Buddy Hackett. Is Buddy Hackett still alive?
I don't think so.
Sorry, no.
So we won't see Buddy Hackett, I guess. I keep waiting for Don Rickles to keep coming through the door. I keep waiting. It hasn't happened yet. I don't know. Either I just want to be called a hockey puck. I don't know.
Well, Tim the Tool Man Taylor was here this weekend. Did you see him?
No.
No, he really wasn't.
Why is he coming to Akron, Ohio?
For the Groundhog Day gaming retreat, of course.
Oh, well, let's bring us back around to Groundhog Day and Dice Squad. Anybody who's listening to this hasn't seen the Dice Squad, obviously, yet. What games did you guys actually get reviewed on the show this week?
We're going to put them up real soon.
Well, actually, the newest thing, which was an experiment that General really has been talking about for some months, and we finally tried it out, and actually was a big success, was we did a role-playing, we did a four-part role-playing adventure here at the Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat.
Yeah, our key was to break it up into four parts, so the first part is character creation. The second part is how a GM can, with certain tools, just randomly create an adventure. And then the people went into the adventure. We had the intro to the adventure, and then we had the conclusion of the adventure. And it was a lot of crazy stuff went down. We had not only a the marshal here played a samurai, right?
Right.
That seems normal. And then there was an elementalist. That seems normal. Then there was a 200-pound frog that spit acid. Huh? And then there was a guy who got turned into an egg, and he didn't have ability to talk. He could just communicate by drawing stuff on himself with a Sharpie. So he would draw a face, a smiley face, a winky face.
No. See, the funny part about that was he had a die, and it had all different kinds of emojis on it. Each turn, he'd be like, okay, I'm going to write on my face, and he would roll the die, and he would be like, it'd be like a happy face, a frowny face, a winky face, stuff like that, and that's what his face would be.
Yeah, that was Egg Boy, and Egg Girl was there, too. If it's successful, we're going to animate it like a puppet show, and then if that's successful, we'll try and do some more.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to try and do more role-playing games. We don't know if they'll be that crazy again, but we'd used a very simple system, and it really lended itself to crazy, wacky behavior. So it was fun.
And we reviewed...
Wonky.
Star Trek
Five-Year Mission
was
Super Dice Game.
With Super Dave. Mm-hmm. We did...
Super Dice.
Super Dice.
Nice.
We did Dead Man's Hand.
Which was
one of the play to wins.
So the play. So we did.
We had a really nice one with when we have six people for Good Cop Bad Cop, which was real fun.
Okay.
And you don't realize in that game though, when you look at somebody's card, you immediately forget what did you just see, and to try and figure out if they're good or bad, and then I already looked at, and you forget which one you looked at, and they have three cards, so you're like.
I think I looked at that one, so I'll try this one. And you end up looking at the same card again and thinking, oh, they're bad guy. But you've only looked at the same card twice.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And we, it just, we had a pretty even group. And then I turned one guy from good to bad with blackmail. And then the marshal got shot up.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
Evil won the day that day. But it was real fun. We had a lot of this convention has really exceeded all expectations for me.
Thank you. Oh.
We had I ended up playing probably 15 games of the Play to Win.
Did you have fun? That's the
yes.
most important thing.
I had real a lot of fun because I won Cards Against Humanity.
Oh yeah, tell them about that. That was another one of the raffles that was here. Drew, what was this raffle for Cards Against Humanity?
I did a poker deck raffle, which if any of you are not familiar with a poker deck raffle, that's where you buy a card out of a poker deck. So that's 52 cards. I rip the card in half, you keep half, one goes in the bin, and I gave away every Card Against Humanity in the bigger blacker box.
Yeah.
Yes, you heard me right. You heard me right.
I hate you.
You should have come yesterday. Yeah. You would have had a chance. For $5. For $5, he got all the Cards Against Humanity.
I can't go.
Yeah. You should.
He had a card in there too. We just pooled our cards. We had like 20 of the cards.
So we were going to win like, either way.
Yeah. Are you going to review it on Dice Squad?
We haven't reviewed all the expansions.
I wasn't sure how family friendly Dice Squad was. I didn't know
that. What we did was we took out the bad cards and we.
Then how did you actually play if you pulled out all the bad cards?
It's still funny. It was still funny.
But there had to be one card left.
But I didn't. What I want to talk about here is when you sort out your bad cards, there's a gray area of, say, the card Santa's Heavy Sack.
Ooh.
Or balls.
Ooh.
Not bad in itself, but maybe. Maybe not for all audiences. So we took those out and we played the game.
If you can get it, you can have it, baby.
I'm not that interested.
We're not explaining
what Drew just did. But let's say he stuffed a lot of money down his shirt.
No, it went all the way in the pants.
But actually, what's interesting about Cards Against Humanity, this actually, I've found at least three different games that are three levels of Cards Against styles of, because a lot of people have heard of Apples to Apples, which is actually like a kid's game. Mm-hmm. And what I've been told, that's very similar to Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, it's exactly the same.
Have you ever heard of a game called Crap or Slap?
Yes.
This would actually be Cards Against Humanity, but it's more of a PG to PG-13 version, more for like mid-teen kids. And then you get the X-rated with Cards Against Humanity.
well, can I throw one more out here? Have you ever played Heebie-Jeebies?
No.
You've yapped it.
You have not.
You have to. Okay,
oh my God.
Before you go, I have a present for you.
Okay.
Because the good friends of mine made this game called Heebie-Jeebies.
Okay.
And honestly, for gameplay alone, I think it's the best version of any of these games. I like the different nuances that they use that other games don't. And when you play it, you'll find out it makes more sense to play it the way their version is set up.
How about Dick?
I thought we were going to be family friendly.
I know, they're trying to keep me family friendly.
You haven't played Dick?
No.
Well,
is that anything like nuts?
No, not at all.
No, but it's a lot like balls.
We are going way wrong direction.
Welcome back, folks. The part what got cut off.
We just took the off ramp and 77 South just kept on going.
I should mention with Heebie-Jeebies, you have your own personal card.
Yes,
that's part of Heebie-Jeebies.
Yes, I do.
If I remember from last year, it was drinking tobacco spit.
Let me tell you about a story about the first time I played Heebie-Jeebies.
Yeah, long time ago.
For all the geeksters listening, what is Heebie-Jeebies? How does it play?
Heebie-Jeebies
in
is
general.
Bunch of cards, all with weird, gross things that give people the creeps.
Okay.
On it. You lay four of them out in front of you, and everyone else votes on what they think gives you the heebie-jeebies the most.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pulling these cards out. I forget what one was. I forget what two was because it don't matter. I forget what three was. That one don't matter either. I pull number four. And it had something to do with tobacco juice. Just swallowing tobacco juice is, I believe, what it is. I immediately cringed and made this look that Dave and Tamara still speak of to this day. When I was a young child, I used to go visit my great-grandmother in the hills of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh.
Would walk in the house, and my great-grandmother, who was about 90 at the time, would say, "Come here, give me some sugar." Ding! And my reaction every time was always the same. "Mom, do I have to?" "Yes, son, go get hug your great grandmother." And to this day, tobacco spit just...
See, you want to make this story even better?
What?
Kylan, being from Memphis, may know your grandmother.
I have...
Bye, Suttons! Good to see you! Thank you very much, Suttons! Sorry.
I can do you one better. I remember one day just walking down the street.
Yes.
And I had to have been like, I was 18 at the time. So I used to, my after school job was working in this drugstore. And so people would hang out downtown. Chewing tobacco in public because that's what you do in Tennessee.
Of course, there's nothing else to do.
And I remember walking. And as you walk, you're
walking in Memphis. Sway.
You know, yes, pretty much. And I hear. Right as my hand comes up, I get all over my hand. I never will forget that. It was like slow motion. Like you look and it's like, no. All over. Yes. Yes.
One year we were down visiting my great grandmother. Somebody accidentally knocked over the can.
Oh!
Yes! Yes!
I feel your pain. I understand.
You know, just the 12 ounce can of peas, you know.
Yes!
Heebie-jeebies.
That's almost as bad as most people know someone that at some point picked up the wrong pop can.
I'm done.
Vernon's reaction out here means he's met that one of those people.
But anyways, getting
I have somebody in my family is very close to me that something got to the face.
Let's move past that.
But anyways, getting back to heebie-jeebies. So once this. Transcend. They decided to go ahead and put my name right on the card. So, yes, if you come up to me with the card that says Andrew Birkin on it, I will autograph it for you. Draw little pictures on it.
Well, that's like going back to Cards Against Humanity. If you play Andy Hopp's Cards Against Humanity set, there is a card, because they have to make your own cards on there. One of them is Ken Rose's left testicle.
Nice!
It's missing.
Is missing to the end of it. So, that's if you play Andy Hopp's set. Okay, so Drew,
where
can we find heebie-jeebies if anybody's interested in checking this out?
Well, first part, support your local game store and check with your local game store. See if they can get you a copy because we're all about supporting your local game store.
Cool.
The next thing you can do is come to Groundhog Day Gaming Convention or to my website. You can buy it there as well.
Okay.
Or you can go on to Zipwa.com if you...
What was that?
Zipwa.com. Don't ask me how to spell it.
How do you spell that?
Check the game that I just gave. Yeah, check the game I just gave you if you want to spell it out on
air.
Actually,
here. Yeah, Drew gave us a copy of it here. Let me see if I can find it on here.
He sold me a copy for $20.
Yeah, if you would have waited a little bit, you could have got it for free. See?
I've been waiting a year! Well, everybody, Zipwa is ZIPWHAA.com.
Oh, yeah.
Find the company that makes the game.
Now, find them on Facebook. Tell them Drew sent you.
Okay.
Seriously, tell them Drew sent you. Tell them.
So, actually, that's heebie-jeebies was in the play and take. We talked about a couple games you guys did. What were some of the other games that were in the play and take this year? Did you get to play?
Did you get
to play any games, Drew?
I got to play very few games, unfortunately.
We know how that works. People who work at the convention don't have to do anything.
Right. Fast
Lane? Miracle if you go
Fast. No, it's Thunder Alley.
Thunder Alley. Thunder Alley. I was with some song. I knew it was some
We won that one. Freedom.
I'm trying to think of the couple Stronghold games that were in there. Of course,
Dark
there
Moon.
Are big, yeah, Dark Mood. There's one. There's a Stronghold
and,
game that was in there.
Three.
Porta Negra was in there. That's another Stronghold.
Three Dragons. Something
yeah,
or other.
The one you guys won.
Oh, yeah.
Space Cadets Away Mission.
Dungeon of Fortune.
Dungeon of Fortune.
Dark Moon, we already said.
Space Cadets Away Mission.
My partner in crime, Cynthia, is over there slapping me across
was,
the face, telling
no,
me these,
was,
these great
survive,
games.
Survive Space Cadets.
Yes, Survive Space
that
Cadets.
That one Vicky and I played. That was a fun game.
Yeah. Survive Regular is great.
Wasn't played yet.
Yeah.
And Good Cop, Bad Cop, Wonky.
Yeah, Good Cop, Bad Cop. Wonky was great. I loved Wonky, man.
Okay.
Wonky is a combination, the best way to describe it is of Uno and what's the
Jenga.
Game? Jenga. Thank you. Brain
is
That's
different. Okay.
Guys, 3 days at a con kills my brain, excuse me.
Everybody's brain.
Oh, another person got to shake hands. Sorry, guys.
You have an awesome Flash shirt, by the way.
Last shot at Starfleet Battles.
Last shot at Starfleet Battles.
Go in the trash
and
if you don't buy it.
A box of Mike Jundy's 70 porn just went into the trash.
What, the 70s porn?
No. The Starfleet Battles. Hang on.
Whoa.
You're going to rescue it out of the trash.
He's going to go rescue Starfleet Battles out of the trash. Beautiful. I love it.
Hey, check if there's anything else in there.
Oh, it was just 70s porn.
Yeah. That's why he's in the
See? Look at all that trash he's got.
Wait, another box. Oh, that's 80s porn in that box.
Oh, look, he's got second edition now.
Wow.
Chris
Jordan.
Bushes.
He's got Bush. He just got
Bushes.
Hey, don't make fun of the Bushes.
Hey, did anyone here get a chance to play Flip City?
Flip City also in the Get Play and Take.
No, we did not.
We tried.
I know Mike Jundy did. I don't know if anyone on the panel here did.
No, I didn't.
We couldn't figure you. Like, just something basic. What side of the card are you playing?
Okay.
That could have been in the rules.
It wasn't.
It was like,
see, that's what some games I've noticed are like that. That the rules either are so complex that you can't figure them out, or they
Dungeon
assume
of Fortune
you know certain
comes
things.
To mind.
Dungeon of Fortune, actually, we had no problem picking it up on it.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah.
We had to go on the Board Game Geek to find answers to questions that were so simple, but could have been answered.
Well, the only one that I had was I started playing the Enchantress, and her special ability was. The scroll will give you... You can kill a monster with a scroll. But nowhere in the rulebook is that scroll even mentioned.
Until
you start flipping through the deck and say, oh, wait. If you beat this card, you get the scroll for that round.
And then...
That's not in the rulebook.
It's not, but it's online.
On
one of the cards. You see it.
And the first one time when we start taking on the dragons, me, of course, you're like, you gotta kill it. And then the second time we're like, oh.
We missed that in the rulebook that you don't have to kill the dragon. Yeah. The third dragon you have to defeat. The first two is just a warning that they're on dragons.
Hey, let me ask you this. You have a dragon that takes three characters to beat.
Yeah.
Except some dragons have a weakness against maybe a thief or a cleric and one other guy. So it only takes two to beat them. What if you have a champion? Can the champion be the thief and then another character would beat that dragon or not? Because it doesn't say it in the rules.
Yeah.
I guess I should have tried to play as
Yeah, you should have.
hey, he was too busy. He was running his convention.
We were playing Freedom. We loved it. But reading the rules, it took us a half hour. Maybe more.
Yesterday,
to set it up.
Yeah,
and then people were crying. We're playing the game not because it's such a sad subject, but because
the
rules were hurting us.
It is a sad subject.
So who's that lady who? I don't know if she works for you, but she came over and she's like, I love this game. Would it be okay if I just taught you how to play it? And I'm like, yes.
Please?
Yes, please.
That's what we like about the Malted Meatball.
And a half hour later, we had the game and we were able to play
it. So what's the premise of Freedom? Because I was
It's young. Underground Railroad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Well,
you know what I mean.
But you know what?
Underground Railroad, yes!
No,
I played a conductor on the Underground Railroad, and I was trying to... I could move people around a little easier, and some people played fundraisers, and it has
actual events that happen, people who were, you know, you get a red card, it's a guy, and he was like, I am pro-slavery. And, you know, and it actually, this guy actually existed, and you have to get rid of him. And one of the things you do is, everything is money.
Right.
So you're doing fundraisers and things, and you're trying to get money.
Right.
And what one of the things you're doing, I think, is you're buying influence. So the first part of the game, you have to buy 4 influence. That's $40, and money is really tight in the game.
Right.
Then you got to do $80 to get the next phase over with, and the last phase is $40 again. And we were hurting so hard for this money, and we did not even get out of the second phase. And when that bogs down, you can't move the people, and more are coming in, and there's no room for them. So lost.
Oh.
And by lost, we think we mean dead. We're not sure. It doesn't say, but it was. And so we had 20 lost slaves. And we only saved 14? But we were close. It was 22.
That's 14 more than...
Yeah. No. And you know what was interesting, though? I actually learned something. The problem was not in the South. The problem is in the North, because they had all the hunters.
Right.
And so these hunters, you're trying to just avoid them, and, you know, you're moving guys where they aren't just to draw them away so you can sneak around into Canada through Michigan.
Right.
And, oh, man, it was just tough.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very tough co-op game, and you learn stuff while you're doing it, and, boy, when you screw up in a pandemic, it's like, well, there's a lot of people sick.
Yeah.
When you screw up in freedom.
People die in pandemic too, trust me.
Pandemic. But see, pandemic, when it goes bad really fast.
Yes.
Well, unless you're a bioterrorist.
That's what he has.
See, I have yet to play where there's a bioterrorist.
Yeah.
The pandemic's already a bad situation. Are you going to throw a bioterrorist into the mix?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's okay. But the thing of that one is the bioterrorist plays between every turn. So he's going like, so you got 4 guys. He plays 4 times. So
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's diabolical.
Yeah.
I got some exciting news.
Uh-oh, what you got?
I just checked my Twitter.
Okay.
Master Debaters are not following me.
Who?
Master Debaters.
I think I have them too.
They're following me.
Yeah.
Master Debaters are following me on
awesome.
Twitter. I'm excited.
And the Master Debaters are staying away from me for some reason.
I don't know. So
this is your first time with Master Debaters?
They just started following me. I love the fact that Master Debaters are following me. Boom, there's your bumper.
Yeah. So, what I was going to say with you said how you had someone come over and actually show you how to play the game.
Yeah.
The great thing about the Malton Meeple in Hudson is that all of their servers are also game masters that can play the entire wall of board games.
Yeah.
Oh, so when really you sit down to play a game, they can teach you how to play the game, so you don't have to sit there for an hour reading through the rules. And they'll sit with you while you run 2 or 3 rounds of it, and once you start to get the hang of it, you go. What you got, babe?
And go in the back room and play with the unicorn.
Oh, they have a unicorn head on the wall, too. One of the artists that actually goes to Odd Mall, Miss Dawn took a class with him last weekend, makes, like, goblin heads and
goblin
unicorn
babies.
Heads and stuff, and puts them up on plaques so that you can
There's
sell them.
There's a goblin right there for you.
Exactly. So if you go to the Malton Meeple in Hudson, that he has a lot of his artwork there. He'll also be at Odd Mall next week, or 2 weeks. So,
and his head is up on the wall.
The unicorn.
One of them might be. Yeah, he actually did a full unicorn head with the mane and all that stuff.
Well, one of the interviews...
just don't braid its hair.
We have interviewed the Malton Meeple.
Okay.
And Ravenwood Castle.
Yes.
But I've yet to visit the Malton Meeple, so we'll have to venture down there to do maybe an episode of Dice Squad.
Well, like I said...
Hudson's too far.
It is really,
like I said, this week I'm
really
going to put
far.
Up the event for our next thing there, so that I'll make sure you're invited.
When was your, what day of the week did you
the
say?
The last Monday of every month.
Oh, Monday?
Yes.
Last Monday.
So it'll be the 29th. We're actually having our leap year party.
I might have to attend.
Yeah.
I conveniently don't work on Mondays.
And just like this, where everybody around the table is in, anybody who's in the room is part of our show. You can add in if you want. You can just sit back and we do a normal show usually.
I'm gonna dress
but
up like that.
But this last one was obviously Bogus Bill, the 1 year anniversary.
Please do that. Make me happy.
And drink milkshakes.
Yeah. They have regular milkshakes, adult milkshakes, a full selection of craft beers, all kinds of stuff. They don't have anything in the way of real food, but they have like popcorn and chocolates and it would be bar food, gourmet bar food.
Ooh, I'm looking at a picture of a unicorn on the wall at the Malted
Meeple. Oh, yeah. So that's our plug for the Malted Meeple. They're Malted good Meeple. Friends of the show. They're part of the Geek Watch 1 family. So
not actually listening to this episode, but yes.
Yes. But actually, we're getting close to time. We got about 20 minutes left. So, Marshall Dice, what do you guys have coming up for Geek Squad or for Dice Squad?
For Dice Squad, we have some new projects coming up. Our whole banner for our podcast is under Soup Studios.
Okay.
Was a handle for our YouTube channel. And the idea was that aside from Dice Squad, which is our flagship right now, I have some other new video ideas I would like to do for some idea. Maybe
he's going to start reviewing 70s porn.
We want to say that the Dice Squad is family friendly.
Yes.
If you have a fifth grader at home, please watch our show.
Drizzle is not family
friendly. I bought six games here at Groundhog Day. We'll be getting to
Super
those
Dave,
eventually.
See you later.
We've been doing a lot of deck builders, so I'd like to finish up. We did DC deck builder and paperback and things like that. I'd like to do. I just bought Legendary here, so I'd like to do Legendary. Review that one.
Have you guys? There was a deck builder game that I ran into when I was at Gen Con. It was called
Assumption.
No, it was a martial arts based one. I think it was called Martial Arts Card Game.
I've seen it.
We haven't done that one yet. But that, as always.
I have seen that martial arts fighting. It's called Martial Arts Fighting.
Yeah, it's Martial Arts the Card Game.
Yeah.
I think they right now they just have one. They have the one of version one out, but there may be a.
Right, it's
second version.
It's about this big as a box that's about 7 inches by two or something.
Yeah, and there's like five.
It's just a card. Yeah, it's a card. All cards in there.
Yeah, it's like four or five decks, and like each deck like mixes different techniques.
Right,
and so then like you can take all the decks and build it however you wish. But
I have not seen it demoed. I have not received a demo. But if you're listening and you own this game. Please send it to me.
Send it to Dice Squad.
I will not send it back.
Does this mean you can be a Kung Fu Panda?
You can be a Kung Fu Panda.
Did you go see that yet?
Not yet. When have I had time?
That's the one movie this month that Kyla was looking forward to, was Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yes. I'm like, I couldn't go last night.
Screw
it. Couldn't go Friday night.
Force Awakening. I want to see Kung Fu Panda 3.
Hey, you know what? I got a new t-shirt. My wife surprised me with a new t-shirt. And it's Poe. In a Poe Dameron helmet. So I got Poe and Poe. Yes. And based on I wore it yesterday, and based on the day I had yesterday, it's my new lucky shirt. So, because, Poe Dameron and Poe the Dragon Warrior. So, yeah.
But we'll keep doing our reviews.
Absolutely.
Cool.
We have coming up in April, we're going to be at AnCon up here at the same hotel.
Maybe that answers the question we had earlier of whether or not AnCon was running this week or this year.
Yeah, it's going to be April 29, 30, and May
1st.
Okay.
And so it coincides with International Tabletop Day, which would be on April 30th.
Go to anothergaminghcon.com for more information on AnCon. Yeah.
And we also, coming up in June, is Origins Game Fair 2016.
You guys going to Origins?
Possibly.
We're in the process of talking about what cons we want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll that'll be coming up.
Is you looking for a really fun
I'm looking
con.
At Origins yes. or Gen Con, one or the other.
Yeah, well, Gen Con is way bigger, but and
it's
they,
way more expensive too.
Yeah,
Origins, like I've been to Origins, I've been to it's, Gen Con, and I was surprised at the fun that I had at Origins because I was like, I didn't know what to expect, and I went there.
I had way
such
more
a great
fun
time
at Origins than I did at Gen Con. Other
Gen Con is huge.
But yeah,
like I, my first Gen Con was last year, mm-hmm. and I mean we're talking
it's
like 65.
Getting bigger. It's getting bigger. They're gonna. What I heard was they're gonna move the exhibition hall to the stadium.
Huh?
What is it? The Colts?
The Colts?
I don't know. Is that a football team?
It's a football team. Okay. Yeah, it's like
I forget what it's called, but yeah, the Indianapolis Colts. Like,
yeah, Indianapolis Colts. That's right.
Well, I know they're expanding
they
to another hotel.
Oh
my gosh! You went back in 76?
I don't know. That's what I heard. That information may be a little off.
As we surprise everybody, know that we're geeks, but we do know some sports stuff.
Like, yeah. You know some sports.
Like, yeah,
I know a lot of sports stuff.
Did you just say Baltimore Colts? What?
Baltimore.
I still enjoy watching the Cleveland Rams play.
I can't talk. Because I'm a Steagles fan.
Oh.
Let's take it back to 1945.
That's
why don't
it, folks.
We?
I gotta go.
See, I've chosen my designated sport as one that I knew I could win. That's why I do pro wrestling. I know I can win at that.
Now, how about Con on the Cob? You guys gonna be at Con?
Yes,
Cob?
We will be at all the Odd Malls and Con on the Cob. Actually, there's more news coming about Con on the Cob that will probably involve you guys.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not being announced yet. So it's just I can put it this way: we want a large.
They're expanding into another dimension.
You didn't even know you were gonna be in that menage
a portal. Open by Charlotte Hotel.
No. We're working with some other people. There is gonna be a larger podcast presence this year. That's all I can say right now.
Okay. All right.
So,
and we will all be in the swimming
pool.
You
guys can probably take it from there and understand where we're going with this. So.
All right.
And I'll talk to you off air about more of it.
Under the Hollow Dome.
No, but coming up right now,
if anyone wants to catch our episodes, our schedule is primarily we have new episodes every Thursday or Friday, depending on when the video comes out.
Okay.
We record every Sunday. Last Sunday we did...
17.
No.
17 episodes.
We did not do 17 episodes. What were the board
17 episodes?
Oh, no. It was two episodes.
That was Friday. They did 17 episodes.
17 episodes.
221
Beat Baker Street. That was a long time ago.
We did 221 Beat Baker Street.
221 Beat Baker Street. And was that the day we did Paperback?
We did do Paperback.
Paperback Rider?
No, it's a deck builder with words.
Hey,
I know the Beatles. That's the Sherlock Holmes game.
Yeah,
right?
From the 70s. Yeah.
It's
a cute thing. You walk around in London and you collect clues, and the clues are pun based. So,
okay.
You know,
punny.
Rhymes with throttle. There was broken glass at the scene of the crime, and something rhymes with throttle. What do you think the weapon was?
I don't know.
All right, folks at home, yell at your computer screen, and we will hear you.
Bottle.
That's right.
Gosh darn it.
That's why I lost the game.
Where can everybody actually go to see your show?
Well, they can see our shows on YouTube.
And you don't even have to leave your house.
That's correct. You can go on Soup Studios or just click in Dice Squad.
To watch your show.
You do not. Oh, we prefer it if you don't.
You can also find us on Facebook. Just type in Dice Squad. You can also find us at Twitter at Marshall Dice.
Mm-hmm.
General doesn't have a Twitter yet.
What's the thing? He's
still on IRC.
I'm interviewing stalkers right now.
Yeah, he's not even found MySpace yet.
Wow.
Oh,
well, actually,
wait a minute. I remember that it was on a Family Guy episode.
MySpace is yeah.
Well, General Dice, his technology. He tells me all the time, my technology, Pong.
Yeah.
As far as I go.
Really?
I played Atari Combat.
I still have Odyssey 2 in my grandma's house. I have an Odyssey 2 sitting at my grandma's house in the closet.
I didn't even make it to Intellivision, sorry.
Marshall Dice's computer is a typewriter.
No, that's the general.
I'm more...
Oh, my phone!
Okay, we're talking about the filming here of Dice Squad. I do the filming, editing, and posting of all our social platforms.
I'm sorry, General Dice's...
Typewriter technology is what's pushing me towards the computer.
Yeah. But, am I also allowed to plug in?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
We're going to Chili's after this, so anybody listening to this, working at Chili's, would like to give us a free meal.
Oh, my God!
There's
your plug. With our other members of Dice Squad, they also have their own shows.
Okay.
Pokedice, our Pokemon expert, he does a Let's Play of video games on YouTube.
I do that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that guy over there. Well, introduce yourself.
This is Cameron. Cameron's our video game guy.
That guy way in the back's raising his hand too. He does one as well.
And the guy over there in Poughkeepsie. We'll have to get your video game guy together with our video game guy at some point.
Absolutely.
Can you have your video guy call my video game guy?
Stop pretending that this is Robber. We cannot see you through the microphone. Have a magic mirror.
The guy in Poughkeepsie, I don't know about him. He might be able to.
I think he can help.
Wait, guys, go ahead, Marshall.
his show is the Retro Warp Galaxy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then my other, one of our Dice Squad mates, Demo Dice, who's our demolitions expert, he also does a Let's Play. He is the Retro Warp Zone. So if we can find them out online, just type in Retro Warp Galaxy or Retro Warp Zone.
You're going to need a treasure map to find them, but go ahead. Good luck to you, folks.
You can find them.
There will not be a link underneath, but if there is, it will not connect anything.
Well,
Miss Dawn does awesome with that stuff. She'll make sure there's links to everything we mention.
If you go to the website that I'm pointing to right here.
On the audio podcast. But go ahead, Marshall.
Go ahead.
And that's, aside from our show and their show, that's everything we have right now. One of our newest projects I'm actually excited to talk about has to do with a little bit of ukulele.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to talk about right now.
A little teaser
of the ukulele.
You might think that the ukulele fad is over, but we're bringing it back. Folks, I also went to see Riff Tracks The Room on Thursday. If I could get a refund. No, it was very funny. We loved it. And so those guys, you go to rifftracks.com. That's really great. I drink a lot of Diet Coke. I want to plug them.
I drink a lot of bourbon. I just want to plug the entire state of Kentucky.
There you go.
In all seriousness, guys, please check out Geek Watch 1. If you're a fan of our show, Dice Squad, check them out. They do all your geek coverage and news.
It's good to have Geek Watch on the show.
Because without the viewership of you guys, Dice Squad, Geek Watch 1, we wouldn't be possible. So thank you, guys.
I also need new shoes, so anyone from Reebok...
Pardon General 12. Dice here. He's been 3 days. He's been doing all kinds of board games.
Do not pardon me.
He's almost as brain dead as I am right now.
Well, Drew, let's see if we can get your brain up and running.
Right, you're doing some stuff.
How can people get a hold of you if they want to know more about Groundhog Day? And do you have anything else coming up where you're going to have things set up at?
I
know you have another thing that some of our listeners are into, some are not. Outside of gaming, you have another major hobby that you do.
Wild
that
turkey.
You usually bring with you to shows, to the parties.
Kraken.
Bourbon? Kraken. Don't you have your own beer?
DJ? I'm very... That's just... It's a hobby. I do brew.
If you like beer.
You know what? I think I want to plug is Jenny Cream Ale. Please send me more Jenny Cream Ale.
So how can people find you and get a hold of you?
GHDGaming.com. GHDGaming.com. That's GHDGaming.com. Best place to find everything and anything to do with Groundhog Day. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, everything else. Most of that's all GHD.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, you want to plug any of your stuff for...
216-338-5076.
Well, I was going to say your social media.
I'm sorry. At Drewzilla 1977 on Twitter, Andrew Birkin on Facebook.
Attention.
Yes, that was my real phone number.
I tried to block out some of that, but hey.
Oh, I'm the one who said it's fine.
You're listening. Give him a call.
I am available.
Call Jenny at 867-5309.
So, as we get ready to wrap this down, guys, Marshall Dice, General Dice, I want to thank you guys for being on the show. Obviously, you'll be on the show again. You got an open invitation. Anytime you want to get something out there, let us
know. For the Dean Martin Rose.
Seriously, they will never let me back on the show.
You invited us. This is the second time we've ever been invited to. One of it is we're working with Con of the Cops, so we're there all the time, but you actually invited us to come out.
Yes, I did.
I want to thank you.
True story.
I love this guy.
We will definitely have you on the show again.
I just met this guy today.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. No, let me run
see you next year here at Groundhog Day.
I got to get out the old school notebook.
Go find EBGs.
Hold on, guys.
Can we do our closing for our show here on your show?
Well, yeah, just a second. I'll get some final thoughts from everybody.
Final thoughts.
You guys know how to get a hold of us. You go to www.geekwatch1.com. From there, there is a sponsors link. On there is all of our affiliates. Anything you go, if you click any of those links and go to their site and buy something, they will...
I thought it was a button. Everybody was pushing button.
But if you go to one of those sponsors links, they will give us a little bit of love. Doesn't cost you anything else. There's a big, huge Amazon link on there. Everybody buys stuff on Amazon. So go to the Amazon link
and buy heebie-jeebies.
You can buy all your board games on Amazon. Go through our link and they give us a little bit of love back. It doesn't cost you any extra. Also, we're going to talk to Miss Dawn on when it's going to be, but we will have t-shirts back up and running probably within hopefully the next month or so.
Hopefully.
Because Cameron here was just asking how is he going to get a hold of one of our awesome t-shirts. There's also a Patreon link on there. Now, Patreon, we just laid it to you. We're still looking for our first Patreon supporter, guys. We need a little bit of help.
Do Patreon.
Our whole goal is basically just not to have to pay to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Now, if we can get even to where it basically pays our fees, that's awesome.
What? That would be awesome.
I want after hours.
Yeah, remember, anybody, if we can get up to $100 in backers on Patreon per month, anybody at the $15 level a month gets an exclusive podcast that we're going to start up. It's Geek Watch 1 After Dark. And I know BB Geeks wants to do that.
I got something for you. Comp you guys all badges to the 2016 Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat.
Whoa. Thank you. That is
wait. What about Dice Squad?
You too. I'll count you for 2016.
You get a badge.
You get a badge.
You get everyone get a badge.
Anyone who wants a Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat badge, come on down. We're here till 2 p.m. I will comp you a badge.
And your badge may even say Todd Evangelista.
Yeah, right now it's like 12 minutes till 3.
Now, wait. So, everybody, look under your chair.
Okay, so that's all available on geekwatch1.com. Also, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher at geekwatch1. Now, if you go to iTunes and Stitcher, give us that 5-star review. That'll make it better so everybody else makes it easier for them to find us.
All right,
you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Kylan and Ken. The email is kylanandken@gmail.com. Now, remember, if you send us an email, we will read it on air and probably comment about it in some way. You can also find us on Tangibound and the Tangibound and the Weebie Geeks networks at tangiboundnetwork.com and weebiegeeksnetwork.com. And as we're finishing this up, Marshall Dice, you had something else for us?
Well, as always with Dice Squad, for all of us here at Dice Squad, this is at Dice Squad with the Geek Watch 1. This is Marshall Dice, known as Adam Campbell.
General Dice, Todd Evangelista.
Dicezilla, known as Drewzilla, known as Andrew Burkett.
Kylan, known as Kylan.
Way to improv.
I'm trouble.
And I'm Ken.
And we'll see you later, guys. And bye-bye.
And remember...
No matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weebie Geeks Network podcast.